The problem is too big or too small for natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
Morena, good thanks, yeah.
Gorgeous sunny morning today. Nice to have you in the studio as per. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Oh, I was just telling you about the beautiful ginkgo trees outside the university, and it's of no coincidence that they were planted because it's an ancient Chinese tree. I'm just looking it up here. You know, it's actually one of the oldest trees, 270 million years ago, possibly derived from seed ferns. But the thing is,
these are the ones that are
bright yellow, sort of fan-shaped leaf, and they're really good for, cerebral insufficiency, memory, cognition, aging brain.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you're at university and you're a student here, you might know them as the stinky trees.
The stinky trees.
Yeah, that's the fruit.
They do smell terrible.
But you'll find traditional Chinese people would make tea with the leaves, you know, and it's a really good thing.
Cool.
Lots of research done on it too.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I thought, okay, God, you open your eyes, you know, because they talk about people being plant blindness, you know, they just see this green and go, oh yeah, those are just plants.
Yeah.
But it's really nice awakening the senses and going, that's a ginkgo tree, that's an oak tree, that is kawakawa, you know. And as we get to know that, then we become connected to the plants and then we find herbal medicine, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because they're finding that the biochemistry of like humans and chlorophyll and hemoglobin and iron, the only difference is iron and magnesium, but otherwise the chemical structures has a similar real affinity to us, and this is why I'm so into plant medicine.
That's so awesome.
Anthony, he calls up regularly. He called up last week twice, and he told me that 2 hours a week in nature fixes everything.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
There's just more and more compelling research.
Full stop.
But then we went on to discuss, what does being in nature mean?
So
can I look at this tree outside the office?
Well, they've shown that if you're in hospital and your room has a view, you heal better.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not surprised by that, to be honest.
Yeah. And for the adrenals, if you get water over your head, like if you dive through a wave, you just feel better. You've got to put your head under.
Yeah.
And that is good on the adrenals. So there's just... she was in the Hamilton Gardens, and the tour guide there said, now, do you know why the Japanese and the Chinese people always put stepping stones irregularly? And it's because you've got to come into the present and watch where you're putting your feet and get out of your head.
That's so interesting.
And get in with the mindfulness in the present moment.
So it's not just
been doing
an aesthetic
years.
Thing.
It's not just mindfulness that came out about 2 years ago.
It has
been around for ages.
Hey, we've got a text.
Oh, good.
I'm quite interested in this one because I've always wondered about these too. Oh. Someone says, hi, Ange, what are your thoughts on ear candles? I went for a free hearing test a few weeks ago. Hearing test went well, but they said one of my ears is completely blocked. She tried to remove the wax and advised me to get some drops, but a friend told me I should try ear candles.
I know Enika...
It's like a vacuum, isn't it?
She does it, yeah, and she's done it sort of in practice for a long time. I remember I used it once on one of my kids when they were toddlers, but I haven't really had the need to use it. But I know Enika Borowick does it, so if you needed her name... But you can buy them at Harvest, I think.
So what are they?
They're candles, and then you put a cardboard sort of around the edge of your ear, and then you sort of light this candle, and it sort of draws off all the smoke. But I think it has a drawing
action. It works like a vacuum.
And it would probably warm the ear to a safe degree, you know.
Yeah.
And
so that it pulls the wax out.
Got you.
Enjoy your breakfast, folks.
Yum.
Sounds
effective, though.
Someone else has texted in saying, I'm looking into kawakawa tea, not sure where to find it, and is it good for inflammation?
It is good for inflammation, and it's good for indigestion, dyspepsia, you know, like if you're not feeling well, that's good. Even has anti-rheumatic activity too, so it's a really good herb. It's particularly aids digestion. They're a heart-shaped leaf, they're bright green, they've quite often got holes in them because insects love to eat them, and they grow everywhere in New Zealand. Go to Google Images and look up kawakawa, then you'll go, that's the plant, it's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you buy it from places, though?
As a tea?
Like as a tea already? If you were not someone who's experienced with making it yourself or something like that?
Yeah, something like maybe at Harvest or Phytomed Kiwi Herb. You could ring them and see if they've got any kawakawa tea. But normally most people know it, and you just rip up the leaves and put them in a teapot and
Yeah, I said that I need to eat increases.
You
talked a little bit about stress.
Yes, stress, because we're in the middle of the year and people
exam time. Rachel's got an exam on Friday.
Oh, have you? Good.
I'm feeling not stressed about it yet, but I think that's the precursor to suddenly.
You can't get peak too soon kind of thing. You've got to like climb up to that and then get that right threshold. You're days away.
I need the adrenaline to push me through it.
But what I find is a lot of people don't know about the ginsengs, or they forget, but they're so good as far as adrenals. They're called adaptogens, so it helps the body rise to a stressful situation and manage it. It works against cancer, because cancer can be sort of more pro-stress and that sort of thing. But also people who are on it, like I've got it in my immune booster and also Stress Less on the website. But if you take that, you just get to your deadlines and go, I made it and I didn't get sick.
Sorry, what is it? It's a tablet?
Well, it's in tincture form. You can get it in tablets, but yeah, the tinctures are really good. So Siberian ginseng, withania for tired and wired.
Okay.
Siberian ginseng's for...
Tired and wired.
Exhausted.
That's a couple of moods I'm familiar with.
Yeah. And then Siberian ginseng's, you're at work, you're managing, but you need some oomph to get you there. Panax ginseng, which is Korean ginseng, is very expensive, and it's for people who just can't even get out of bed. Some people who have got high energy can't take Panax ginseng, because then they get sort of road rage-ish. Amped up.
Yep.
But they're for the people who can't get out of bed and get to the letterbox. So there's different ginsengs, and rhodiola is another kind of ginseng that you feel quite flat, in their mood as well. And then there's, holy basil,
tulsi.
There's all these really good ginsengs that all the cultures have used.
Yeah.
Throughout the world, and us Kiwis need to know or remember that there's herbalists. And you can always go to the New Zealand Association of Medical Herbalists and find a practitioner and get one closest to you. But use your herbal medicine.
Fantastic.
And then do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
One short one? Yeah.
Hang on, I just got a loading issue.
I've got it here. Good morning, Ange. What about colloidal silver cream for any skin fungus? Have I said that right?
Colloidal silver.
Yeah. What is that for people who don't know? I don't know what that is.
Well, it's silver, kind of like alchemy, where they found the very, the aristocracy who ate off silver spoons and things like that never got sick, and it was because of this, gold and silver are the most purest metals. And then they've made it onto let's put colloidal silver in my water tank. Let's put silver, and some people are real, think it's just the bee's knees. And it has had some amazing effects with antibacterial effects. I think fungal, I'd go more for manuka oil, like the kiwi herb manuka oil.
Sounds good. Manuka oil then.
Yes.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Ange.
You're welcome. Nice to see you.
Yeah, enjoy this beautiful sunny day we've got while it sticks around.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.